Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Underestimated yet incredibly capable, this is the life of the underdog. Inspired by Andrew's journey and brought to life by legendary designer Black Oni, the Underdog Collection is a statement and an expression of perseverance and confidence for all underdogs. Check out the Underdog Collection at andrew-alliance.com/merch. That's andrew-alliance.com/merch.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Show Raiders, episode 601 of the show. I'm your host, Andrew.
And I'm Danny.
And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. Check out past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. This is the pre-Thanksgiving show, episode 601, recording with my fave, Daniela. How are you?
I'm your favorite.
Of course. What's going on?
You know that I'm thankful for you and I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you.
One of these years, either you got to come to Hawaii and have Thanksgiving with me, or I got to go up there.
That'd be dope.
One of these holidays.
That would be dope.
It's gotta happen.
That'd be dope. You're so far away right now.
Yeah, I know.
Soon, at some point, right? With all this craziness.
I don't know the next time I'll take a big trip. I'm going to Oahu this Saturday.
Okay, what's happening over there?
We got the Final Fantasy VII remake orchestra symphony.
Okay,
that's gonna be at the Blaisdell. So we're gonna go do that. It's a short trip, like a day and a half.
Okay.
I would have gone Friday, but I decided it's not a very good thing because it's just. I want a day just to relax after you spend Thanksgiving, you know, cooking, spending time with family, doing whatever activities. You just not want that, like, one day to just chill. I don't want to, like, jump on a plane the following day and deal with madness. So we're gonna go Saturday. We'll come back Sunday because I got to work Monday. But I'm really looking forward to that. It's just like something short and quick, and just to listen and watch a live symphony. And Final Fantasy VII has an amazing soundtrack, so I'm really looking forward to it. Kind of like a little mini early Christmas present, I guess, to myself. It's been a very stressful year.
It has been.
Go and do something else, anything else, get off of this island and just have a different scenery. And that's what I think is really kind of nice about Oahu. And it's also one of my advices that I tell people to not go to Oahu for, is that when, to me, Oahu, most people, they'll go to Waikiki. If you're going to go to Oahu, stay on the North Shore and don't go anywhere else.
Mm.
But most people, they go to Waikiki because that's what they think of Hawaii, which to me, it's just an overpopulated city with palm trees. And there just happens to be an overpopulated beach right there.
Right.
But it's so completely different from all the other islands, because other islands aren't like that. Like, it's very calm, it's very serene, and you really do feel like you're somewhere else. Well, I can go to Oahu and feel like I'm in San Diego.
Mm.
So we're probably going to do that. And I think because we don't have a movie theater down on my island, we're hoping to catch at least like one movie in the theater. Don't know which one. I know that I think over there, Dune, Eternals, and I think Resident Evil is supposed to be playing.
Okay.
I know there's a couple others, but I wasn't too interested in them. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll just try to cram as much things as we possibly can in like 36 hours.
Right. Are you planning to do like any shopping at all, or?
I am too broke to be doing any shopping.
Mm.
No, I probably won't be. I know my son really wants to. He wants to go to a couple of skate shops. But more so, he wants to go to thrift stores. He's reached that stage where thrift stores have cool things, and he likes to go get his clothes from there for right now. So we'll probably, I told him to go pick out the ones that look interesting to him.
Right.
And we'll stop by, because that's the other thing that's really expensive about Oahu is, and maybe that's how long I've been out of the other 48 states. The parking for everywhere is so expensive. It's like, I know that the place we're staying at, even though it's one night, it's going to cost me $35 to be able to park my car in their private parking.
Wow.
And then, like, there's different places that you can park where you can get like a pass and it's good for like a couple hours. That's about like $10, and I might be going to one or two stores in that area.
Right.
And then you have the coin operated ones, and it's a little bit,
what do they give
crazy.
You
I was
75 cents, yeah, or a dollar for what, half an hour or something?
Oh, I have no clue. All I know is I'm going with a bunch of change just to pop in there. Cause I don't know where we're stopping. I was going to get an Uber, but then I realized, or like use Uber. But I realized, like when we want to check in, we're arriving like 7 o'clock in the morning. I can't check in till 3 p.m.
Hmm.
So I don't want to, we're only bringing like carry-on luggage kind of. But I don't want to be lugging that around. I don't be toting that, plus all the different places if you want to stop, like, does I'll pay the $120 for a rental car.
But
not too much like heavy shopping. Definitely heavy eating. I love the food over there. So that's like the big thing. But Thanksgiving is probably the first thing I gotta start planning my menu for. Actually, I got the easy part. I get to make just side dishes. My sister's making her lobster legs and crab, or no, not lobster legs, crab legs,
right,
and lobster boil. So that'll be fun. She got the expensive main dish, and she's like, "Bring whatever you want." And then it turns into, "I just want a pasta salad and a potato salad." I got you. I can do that.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're staying home this year for Thanksgiving, which is good. We're looking forward to it. We're already shopping. We went out earlier, ran a couple errands to try to navigate through that. But yeah, looking forward to it, and just relaxing and just being grateful for another day. And, you know, we're approaching pretty much another year, right?
Yeah.
So Christmas is right around the corner. Thanksgiving is like this week, right? So things are moving along pretty quickly, but yeah, I'm just thankful to just still have my sanity. that's where I'm at. So yeah. But yeah, so this week, a couple of things that we saw this week, but I definitely want to hear your thoughts and takes on this Streamlabs situation, because that was a little bit crazy. So we'll hit that, and then we have a couple of quick hits. Not going to be a long show today, and definitely we'll cap it off with some Thanksgiving stuff. So Streamlabs, what did you think about all that?
That is just straight up embarrassing. It really is. Like, they didn't really try to do anything about it, and I'm so proud of Lightstream for like speaking up and saying something. And that's not really easy to do, especially so publicly. But, you know, you've had that coming up, and there's one thing. There's always going to be competitions, and there's always going to be, you know, other brands that, you know, create similar products. I mean, you have XSplit, you have OBS, and you had Streamlabs OBS. And that's the thing that shocked me, I think, was that OBS posted a tweet as well, too, because they're like, they came forward with their whole thing and their issues with Streamlabs that, you know, before Streamlabs OBS came out, that the Streamlabs approached OBS to say, you know, could we use your names? They said no, and they still went ahead and did it. And then they trademarked it.
Right.
That's just dirty. So this entire time, literally, and so many people, I saw so many people shocked by this. They thought it was a partnership.
Right.
Which is kind of really understandable why you would think so, because you have Streamlabs, you know, calling it Streamlabs OBS. So you're going to think like, oh, they partnered. That's great. I'm glad that they're using it. I mean, I understand that Streamlabs is open. It's open source. Anybody can use it. Anybody can modify it. But this, but usually it's like, okay, you can use it in our source. You're modifying it to suit what your needs are. But, you know, don't use our name in it. And I've told you that. And then you still did it.
Yeah.
I didn't see Streamlabs really backtrack or, you know,
say anything about it afterwards, right?
Well, they kind of did, and they're gonna rename or something like that, but they didn't really say anything. I guess the seemed
you mean
genuine.
I'm
apologetic.
Guilty and apologize,
yeah.
Right?
Like, that was like really, really. That's the take that you're going on, and then you know with Lightstream, like, oh, it was just a placeholder, and like the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Whole thing is a placeholder.
Yeah, right.
Like you even took some of the reviews that they gave.
Right.
You had the audacity to copy the reviews, and you could change out the name and the picture there. But you're gonna tell me, you're gonna tell the world here, it was a placeholder.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that people will leave the service? That's the other conversation I wanted to have with you. Do you think that people will leave the service because they know that now to use the regular OBS? Or do you think at this point it really doesn't matter? They'll just try to clean it up a little bit and move on.
I think people will move over. People who's has a moral compass to want to do the right thing. Do I think it's enough people that will stop using their service that suddenly they start losing investors and money? No.
Mm.
But I think it definitely has given people an avenue to look at what other services are out there and what they can do to change up. And I think that's a great thing because Streamlabs has been around for a long time and they've done a lot of, like, as much as I'm like hating on them for this right now, there's a lot of stuff that they have that is just easy for people to use. It's very straightforward. And I think because of that ease of use, people might stay out of habit because, you know, if they're going to change, they're going to change like everything. Some of you ever looking for any of the other options, you have Stream Elements. Stream Elements I've actually never fully dived into. I was actually looking at it earlier today, and they have a lot of great things in there that it gives you so much versatility,
yep,
and control over what you're doing. And I actually, because it's been a while since I actually looked at Stream Elements. I want to say like 2.5-3 years to,
yeah,
like really actually look what they've you know gotten over the last couple of years. And I think it's just fantastic. Just so much customization. Like you can tell, pretty, like if you've been in the streaming scene for a while, you can kind of tell what services people are using based off of how their alerts and notifications go off.
What's the main one by way of percentage you'd say they're using regularly these days?
Majority, I would say Streamlabs.
Okay.
I mean, Streamlabs also does have some versatility and you can customization, but they also require quite a bit. Like, for the really good looking ones, quite a bit of knowledge in CSS and HTML. And you got services like Nerd or Die, VBI. There's a few others, I can't, they're not coming to mind, that offer, you know, packages to buy those, and they'll give you the code for you to put into it. But they also do it for stream elements as well too. There's definitely some things I see now that Stream Elements definitely does a bit better, I feel. And I hope people take the time to go and look at it. I mean, you have AC Pixel, who originally started creating notifications and overlays for Mixer. And when Mixer shut down, he was really super quick to change it so that it was, you know, compatible for Twitch. And he has a lot of great products, and it's just him, which I think he does a great job. So if anybody wants to go and check out that, and you know, you can have like different, I think that's what's great, is that you can have different types of alerts. If one company does something great and you love it, and the other one doesn't have it, like when you're a streamer and content creator, you can mix and match all of those things, because that's the beauty of, you know, the streaming software, is that we have multiple URL inputs and notifications. As long as you know what you're doing, it's good. But just to go see what's out there and what's available. I mean, there is something I actually did have to go and check up on myself, which actually turned out to be true, so I canceled that, is that I didn't know when they introduced Streamlabs Pro that they, if you're already there, they automatically enrolled you to be subscribed to that.
That's interesting.
That's what happened. So I went to go check and just, you know, try to disable that. I got to look at it still and see, like, okay, how long have you been taking money out from me? It's, I think it's like $5.99, or is it $4.99, something like that. Because I've been going through and just checking all my subscription services, period, right now, and seeing how much money I'm putting out.
Absolutely.
But there's people that were bringing that up, and I wasn't even aware of that. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, how do you, you know, roll people over into this subscription plan on your service without telling people or giving them the option to opt out or say, hey, we're going to do this. You don't want to. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, opting in and out usually is something that I see a lot of services do. Like when I remember when I was going to subscribe to the LastPass service, the paid plan, they gave you like a time window to decide if you were going to just use one device or two. But they say if you really want to use two, you need to upgrade your account. At least, you know, a lot of companies are doing that. I was a little bit disappointed when I saw the Streamlabs and and the OBS stuff, because I'm like, at this point, yes, you know, companies are in business to make money, but you know, at what cost? You know what I mean? And then we're finding out there's a lot of things are really, really coming to light, whether it's the Streamlabs OBS thing or, you know, some other executives of companies of major games that we've been playing for the last decade or so, right? A situation, you know, with all the stuff that's happening there. But yeah, any other thoughts on the Streamlabs stuff? And then we'll go into the other thing.
So they did drop the Streamlabs, the OBS part, and now they're just calling their product Streamlabs Desktop.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely very interesting. The only product that I use right now that I will continue to use is their chatbot. And the only reason why is because before they bought it, it was called Ankhbot, A-N-K-H.
I remember that, yeah.
And, you know, it's like kind of, it's pretty much a standalone download. They'll update it still. And I really liked it. I really like that customization. I really love that feature. I think Stream Elements, I think, might have something similar. I haven't dived into that part yet, but the Streamlabs chatbot I do like. So that one I will stick with. But yeah, other than that, I think the biggest takeaway here is it's not bad as a content creator, or even somebody who's looking to be an entrepreneur and create their own service and product. It's not a bad thing to be inspired by something that somebody else is doing or making. it is a bad thing when you copy it, like the entire formula to make it happen, because it's not like these things are plug and play and it just matches and works for everybody. But you can be inspired by it. You can think of your own twist on things. And I think that's what makes creators very unique that way, is to be able to create something that is just specific to you.
Right.
And give credit where credit is due.
Right.
Then you don't have to worry about being called out and looking shady.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's an interesting situation. So thank you for bringing that to us, because I briefly saw it earlier this week and I was just like, oh, okay, there's a lot going on here. But the next thing, the looming situation, is with Activision Blizzard. So we got to touch on that a little bit. You first. I don't have a lot of thoughts here, but I just think that it's very interesting watching this stuff play out. So the latest thing that I did see, November 21st, Activision CEO Kotick would consider leaving if he can't quickly fix problems. Daniela, what's your thoughts on what's happening in that area?
I am amazed that the board is so behind him and they're sticking with it. Like, that just blows my mind. But I'm so proud of the employees for, you know, using their voice, standing up, protesting, going on a strike, and just wanting that change, because that is, it's pretty big. And, you know, you have angry voices. Is it going to really stop people or the mass majority from playing their games? It will and it will not.
Right.
Like, there's going to be people who are going to feel like they're doing the right thing and they're going to stick with it. But I don't know how much it hurts the bottom line.
Right.
The money factor.
Yeah, I think it's just delays. I think it's just delays. No, but go ahead. That's all I'm saying there.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, it's like, that's when you start affecting how much money they're making. Then that's when I think most majority of voices will be heard.
Right.
Because internet never forgets. People don't forget. They hold on to that. They will hold on to that for a long time. But they're it's like I'm not supporting any, for me personally, any Activision Blizzard games. But I can't say personally that it's directly because of the situation that's playing out. I just don't personally like any of their games.
Right. So there is that, right? And I do. And there are folks who worked on that game who wanted the game to come out, right? To see their art, let's just say art for now, come to fruition to the public. And is it right for me, knowing that the current things that are happening right now with the case, should I feel comfortable playing the game while I know the things that are happening right now? Or is it a separate situation altogether? That's something that someone has to personally make those conclusions for themselves, right? Because some folks are comfortable saying that, you know what? These guys, gals, and everything in between, and everyone in between, they've worked on this project, and it's out now for people to enjoy. I'm going to check it out. And then there are some who will be like, there's no way I'll ever support another of the games again because of the situation that's happening. So I'm not going to say one is right, one is wrong. I am staying neutral intentionally, right? Because that's a personal decision that people have to make, and how they separate those things when you have companies that you, purchase or talk about, review, et cetera, their content in light of, or, you know, not necessarily light, but you know what I'm saying, of what's going on right now with the company.
And that's another thing is just about I think those are questions you have to ask yourself about where you want to support, where you don't want to support, and how you feel about it. I mean, the same thing can be said with, you know, you had Arcane that came out a week ago, and that's Riot. Did we just forget everything that Riot's going through as well, too? And, you know, they have their own lawsuits and they have their own allegations that's going on, and they're still in the hot pot. But you have people who are like, and I think that's such a interesting thing to see in my timeline, because there's people who are angry at Activision, Blizzard, the same people who are angry at Riot, and the same people who are like, Arcane was great this week. Have you guys checked it out yet?
Right. Like, what do you do? What do you do?
Like, I just don't know. Like, do you are you upset at them? Are you supporting them? Are you indirectly supporting? Like, what? Like, where do you fall into that? It's a very weird thing to navigate. And I know there's people who are watching it who aren't saying it because they know they know that, you know, what Riot, Activision, and Blizzard, their whole hot mess over there is going on, but they're not going to be like, yeah, anybody want to play COD? Anybody want to watch Arcane with me?
I'll probably be playing COD at some point on stream. I did play Halo on stream, played Forza. We haven't really talked about a lot of the games that came out recently. So did play Forza, did play Halo multiplayer that's out now. What else? I did play Bright Infinite, that game. That super FPS slash hacker slasher game. So I did check that out a little bit. But yeah, it's interesting with those things, because as you said, the same individuals who were saying what they were saying about Riot, they're kind of quiet right now in light of this. And how are you navigating that? But you know, it is what it is right now. It's not looking great, but by way of the individuals who work for the company, definitely make sure that you know, send them good vibes and they bounce back from the stuff that's happening surrounding a company that they walk into, you know, to work. I think,
for me personally, I haven't watched Arcane. I don't play majority of Riot games, a vast majority. I don't think there's any Activision or Blizzard games that I'm looking forward to or going to be touching, but that's my personal choice, and that's where I stand. If somebody wants to go and watch and play, I'm not going to pass, like, on my place, pass any judgment. I'm not going to be sitting there completely, like, ashamed and like, oh my god, I can't believe you're doing that because all this stuff is going on. Like, that is their personal choice. I'm not going to just shove my opinions down others' things if they don't want to, because it's just kind of their right, whether I agree with it or not.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, and people are still going to, you know, enjoy the games that these companies came out with. What's the right way to say this? It's not like the game is a direct representation,
right,
of, you know, the people who did spend the time working on it, developing it, necessarily. It's definitely a reflection of just, you know, there's good artists, there's good developers that are out there. I mean, there may be bad seeds in both of these companies, but they don't talk for a mass majority.
Right.
So I hope people aren't going that extra distance to, like, send death threats and hate messages to every single person that happens to have,
exactly, in,
like, their, like, bio of, like, you know, audio designer
at Activision Blizzard. Oh,
level,
right, right,
designer at Activision Blizzard. Like, come on.
Right. Yeah, it's a very interesting situation.
So that's my take on it. That's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. Next thing that we got, I want to hear your thoughts on this. YouTube will now hide the dislike count on videos, but you'll still be able to see it in your YouTube studio behind the scenes, right? So some people like it, some people hate it. Have you heard anything about it? What are your thoughts on it?
I don't really have any thoughts on it. You know what's strange is I don't think I've ever used the dislike button on a YouTube video.
Really?
Like I use the thumbs up, I use the like button. Yeah. But like if I don't like the video, I just like exit, never gonna see you again.
So do you exit after you completely watch it or you do it midway?
The moment I start really disliking it and like the like this is not getting any better, just like whatever.
Okay. Got it.
Out of my face here.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
Probably show up on your timeline as that person who clocked out at like.
Right, you're the one that's messing up averages, right? Right. So you're the one. It's an interesting thing because when you look at the like versus dislike ratios, it gives you an idea of if you want to watch the video or not, right? So, for example, when you have tools like vidIQ. VidIQ allows you to see the ratio in a percentage, like 98%, 76%, 80%, et cetera, et cetera. So if you know it's 98 or above or 96 and above, based on that ratio, like or dislike, you'll click into that video. If you know it's below 75 and it's red, then you probably won't watch the video. Now, the thing is, for those who, I think portion of it is because of individuals who may get dislike mobs heading to their videos and it just say any video that they put out, continue to press dislike, 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 right? Right. And there's folks that apparently do that, which I think is strange. Yeah. Why would you do that? I know they do hate raids on Twitch, but I didn't realize they did the dislike mobbing, if you will, in YouTube. So I thought that was really interesting. So the fact that they're considering that, I don't think it's a bad thing, but for ratio, if the ratio can still be read by tools like vidIQ and those type of YouTube analytic things, then I don't think it's necessarily as bad. If it does curb mobbing, I think that's fantastic. So that's how I'm thinking about it, right? I don't necessarily well, let me think about this next statement. I think that if you enjoy the video, you should give it the due that it deserves, right? Whether that's a like or a share or something like that, right? But I think that if you're just disliking a video because you don't like the person, I think over time, your dislike will be outweighed or trumped, if you will, by most of the likes because of the ratio. So it's almost like you're not necessarily wasting time, but it's not going to be as effective as you believe it would be, right? Unless you're doing like a super mob of like thousands of people to go do this right now if you have that kind of community built up and stuff like that. So those are random thoughts on it. I think it has value, especially for those who are entering the YouTube space, and if mental health is something that they struggle with by way of content creation. I have other thoughts on that. I'm not going to be that stern today. I'll let that go for now. But I think that there is merit here.
Yeah, I think, you know, I follow up with that is I agree. There's some good for it. But I'm also one of those really weird people. If I come across a video that just happens to be ratioed so badly for like so many dislikes, I watch it.
Okay.
I'm curious as like, why do so many people dislike your video? I want to see what this is about. And it isn't. It's just curiosity for me. To like let me see if it's really as bad as say like these 20,000 people say it is.
Right, and it's still engagement, so it still registers something. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely still engagement, but yeah, so that's how I'm thinking about it. I know that there are individuals who are starting out their Twitch, their YouTube for the first time. I'm sure you do too, where they're nervous, they're still trying to figure it out. You know, they don't have all their intros and outros together yet. You know, they're still trying to figure out what that process is for them to create. And I think that some people aren't necessarily as forgiving to those individuals in the beginning, but you just have to keep creating till you get, you know, your bearings, if you will.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. Maybe we'll see. I'm not huge in the YouTube scene, so I don't have too much to add on to it, but I will say your video gets a lot of dislikes. I probably looked at it.
Okay. It's all good. A couple more things and then we'll wrap up. Xbox documentary series to launch in December. Halo multiplayer is already out, which I briefly touched on before. Microsoft did add 76 more games to Xbox backwards compatibility, so that's a thing right now. Any thoughts on those things?
I will continue to say it. Xbox is doing a phenomenal job, and it is amazing, and I will be, you know, I always come across as like a PlayStation fan, and I probably am a bit more. I really seriously think that this coming year, like, PlayStation has to really make some strong strides to really match that. Because I feel like their online subscription services really isn't cutting it. Like, Xbox, the Ultimate Game Pass exceeds by tenfold what PlayStation is offering.
Agreed. Right now. November 2021. Right now. Yeah.
And I think that Sony really needs to really change up the game, reevaluate, see like what more they can add value for, because come on. you want to stay a little bit relevant. I mean, I'm not going to get into this console war about it, but I am always very conscious about, you know, where I'm spending my money and where I'm getting, you know, the value. I think everybody does it for anything that they ever purchase, is to make sure that your money is being well spent. And right now my money for PlayStation compared to what Xbox has, I don't feel I'm getting the best bang for my dollar because of that. You ask me this like 2 years ago, I'd say they're pretty even.
Right.
Now, the balances are off here.
Yeah. Definitely agree with that. Yeah, so kind of like some of the things we were mentioning earlier in regards to Activision Blizzard, Xbox Phil Spencer tells staff he is evaluating all aspects of relationship with Activision Blizzard. Thoughts on that?
Imagine if both Xbox and Sony just drop Activision Blizzard, like... You know what?
It's a lot.
We're just going to withhold your game from our store for a bit.
It's a lot.
Y'all until fix you clean your up. Stuff.
Yeah. It's a lot, though.
Because it really says a lot about the different partnerships and who you're working with. Even if the companies aren't directly related, it says a lot. If it was like, even to go back to Streamlabs, you know, the entire thing popped up because they're announcing their partnership with Twitch. And lo and behold, it's kind of the same product that Lightstream's got here. And Lightstream had that product and that service and the capabilities beforehand. You know, it also goes for, you know, video games and platforms and the partnerships that they make. I mean, if you're going to say that you are for or against something, you better show it on all aspects. Like, no matter what you're doing, because your consumer is paying attention. They remember those things. They know those things. And it really makes sense.
Mm.
So, we'll see. I mean, if there is anybody who can force that change out of Activision and Blizzard, you know, I think Phil Spencer is definitely, you know, top of the list there.
Absolutely. Definitely agree with that. Next thing I did see, Cult Classic platform star Earthworm Jim is returning to TV. I love Earthworm Jim back in the Genesis days, so looking forward to seeing what they're going to do there. And anything that we should look for on the horizon before we talk about Thanksgiving and wrap up, anything when are you coming back to streaming, Daniela?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So
I don't know that pressure right now.
Okay. What are you playing? What are you playing? I'll remove that pressure.
I actually haven't played anything this last week.
Okay.
Had a little bit of a COVID scare at work. That was quickly remedied. I had to take my first COVID test. Came back negative, so that was good. But my boss, who I'm almost constantly around, tested positive very unexpectedly, and nobody in the week prior to her testing positive has anybody said that, you know, they're carrying it. But of course, you can be asymptomatic, you can show no symptoms whatsoever and still be a carrier. So she's a little bit sad about that. And so at work, I'm just a little bit stressed out because I kind of step up into certain places and certain things that I'm capable of doing when she is gone. But yeah, I haven't played anything this past week. Before that, it was just a lot of New World, and I think I have officially burnt myself out on New World. I don't know. Like that, nothing crazy. There's a lot of stuff that I do want to play that I have downloaded. A lot of indie titles because I haven't. Like, I need to get my indie fix. One of them I really want to really start, and I think I want to stream is Behind the Frame.
Okay.
Something chill, something nice, something relaxing. That isn't like long. I think that's definitely something I'm kind of like not gravitating towards right now are games with long play times. I don't know why. I just feel like I already know myself right now as I don't have the current capacity to dedicate to like having a game that I'm gonna be playing the next like 3-4 weeks,
right?
To you know, fully play through. I'm not saying like achievement hunting playthrough, but just to get through the storyline,
right? Absolutely,
because my life has just kind of been all over the place, and I'm just like rolling with the punches here and going with the flow. But yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of looking forward to the holidays. I will say, okay. So have you looked at the Game Award nominees?
I have not.
I'm not too impressed with the nominees.
You're not too impressed? So we can who's
talk about that next time before the award show?
The nominees, let me see. Is it listed on Is it listed on the main page?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. About the Game Awards news nominees. So let's look at that real quick. View all categories. Game of the year. Which one were you looking at specifically?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. 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 All right. Ratchet and Clank, Psychonauts, Resident Evil Village. So we can talk about this lightly and then we can address it next time. Deathloop. Okay. It Takes Two. All right. Interesting. Okay. So let's just lightly touch on this one. Talk about Thanksgiving and then we'll wrap. So what's going on, Daniela? How do you feel about Game of the Year?
I think the variety of games that could be listed could be better.
Okay. Define that, better.
That's my that's my take on it.
What would you replace? What do you want to be here instead of these games? Is that the conversation?
There's nothing that I think is in particular in where I would replace a single game. I haven't played enough games from this year.
Okay.
To be able to accurately say that. But to see so many of the repeat ones or the ones you know that would have been on there just because of the popularity, just because you have a popular game doesn't mean it's necessarily one of the best games that could be put into that category.
Agree.
Like, best narrative. Would Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy... would you really say that's one of the best narratives that like to be nominated up there?
Interesting.
But it was a popular game that everybody was like hyped to go and see, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
Forza is good.
That's how I feel. That's how I'm starting to see Game Awards. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you see, you kind of can tell the moment that they're announced and released, like, oh, this is going to be one of the nominees, regardless if you think there is like another game that should be in there or not. And some of these games, I feel like I haven't seen enough people talking about them
for me
to be like, where did this game come from?
Best ongoing. Genshin Impact, Call of Duty Warzone, Apex Legends, Destiny's not even here. Oh my gosh.
And that's another thing too. Like,
oh my gosh.
I don't know. Call of Duty Warzone, does that really deserve to be up there?
Destiny's not even here.
Final Fantasy 14 is just going to continue providing content. That's always going to be there.
Right.
Every year, it's always listed for best ongoing game. Am I going to say that's not deserved? Not necessarily, but every year, like, you can't put something else. Fortnite, that's always going to be there.
Best community support, Destiny's in that category. Apex Legends, Fortnite, No Man's Sky, Final Fantasy, was that 14? Ivy is 14, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
XIV? Okay. 14. Yeah. So, okay. So, lightly. Okay. So, we'll hold off on that for now because we could deep dive in that December, right? Was it first week of December to have it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. So, yeah, we'll hold off.
There's some categories that change it up, but that's because new games come in to really, really place it. Like, best fighting game. That gets changed up quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play fighting games, but it's nice to see, you know, different titles in there.
Right.
Different games. Best family game, pretty much the same thing too. You have new titles that pop into there. But some of those really, those top, I guess, categories, I feel like you just don't see enough changes in variety and sometimes you're wondering, like, really? That one?
Yeah. Demon
there
Slayer,
are a couple
Guilty
games.
Gear.
There were a couple games. I'm like, that was this year.
Exactly. Like, some of these games, I'm like, interesting.
I was like, I thought that was last year, but okay.
Best Family. Mario Party Superstars. It Takes Two has a lot of categories in here.
It was a fun game. I loved it. I'm still working through it, but I really did enjoy it.
Getting a lot of love. Cool beans. All right, so then we'll definitely look at that again. So Thanksgiving, what are you, big plans? Big plans? Excited?
No.
Chill
no.
plans?
Pretty much chill plans. Pretty much very small. There's probably going to be 6 or 7 of us. Originally was going to host Thanksgiving at my place. I was stoked about that until my sister said that my grandmother didn't want to come. And I'm like, what? Mm. And I was like, what do you mean grandma don't want to come? She's just like, she was pretty much telling me and trying to give like these really, I guess, kind reasons why. Well, it started off with... Oh, grandma doesn't want to come. She says that we'll just have another Thanksgiving for her. I'm like, that's just ridiculous.
Right.
Like, why are you going to spend Thanksgiving by yourself? No. And I was like, why doesn't she really not want to come? She's like, oh, she has a cough. She doesn't want to cough on you. I'm like, is she sick? No, it's allergies. And I'm like, allergies isn't contagious. We're cool.
Right.
Please give me the next reason. She's like, she just wants to be able to leave when she wants to leave.
Okay.
Okay, then.
That
Next
works.
Time, just tell grandma that she doesn't like me and we'll be done with it.
Right.
It's not going to hurt my feelings. But no, we're going to have it at my sister's house so that my grandmother can come and go as she leaves. She doesn't have to be uncomfortable. She doesn't have to drive far, even though technically she wasn't the one driving.
Mm.
So.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're gonna go and do that, which is fine. But I told her, I'm like, Christmas is going to be at my place. That's done because we don't want to wake up that early.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a fantastic time.
I hope you do too.
Yeah, we're gonna be low key. We're gonna be low key. We're gonna be chilling. And guys, I say thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Daniela, where can they find you?
You can find me all right now on twitter.com/MissDJM. And where can they find you, Andrew?
They can find me at Uriah, which is URIYYA. And until next time, take care, guys.
Bye.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.